really a pain in the ass, the whole thing. I want to hire Big Fatty to come over and move me, like he did his hats. Did you hear that on the Big Fatty show? He helped his parents move, and... So I need someone who can think and calm me down and tell me it's going to be okay. Just exactly the way Big Fatty had to do for his parents. Big Fatty, will you come... Oh, God. I don't know. It would be helpful. Come over to Pickle Hollow, Big Fatty, and help me move. Figure it out for me, will you?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Really a pain in the ass.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Episode 1442 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 6th of August, 2013. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got some voice letters and some things to read to you. Big Fatty, go get him. Hello, Tappies. Big Fatty, does that have anything to do with the dance? No. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you. Y'all, it's a good day in the coal mine on Monday. Y'all, I got a lot done. I don't know what. There must have been something in the water or something. But anyway, but it was a good day, and it went quickly, y'all. I mean, most of you probably already know this, but, you know, with Big Fatty, the busier I am at work, the quicker the day goes. Y'all, I just can't imagine how the day would just drag on if all I did was lay around like a sloth. Big Fatty! Y'all, what is that? That is, that's that Italian spaghetti and a garden salad that I had for my lunch. Excuse me. And y'all, I've got in the toaster oven right now while I'm recording, y'all, I've got some of those unbreaded Codon blue chicken bazooms. I'm going to have that, and I've made me some of my baked onions with the Worcestershire sauce and some Brussels sprouts. Big Fatty, that sounds like you're going to be tooting all night. I probably will. But today, too, I say Tuesday, Larry Clark and a friend of ours, we'll call her Gail, because that's her name. Big Fatty. Y'all, pre-exiting of the birth canal celebration launch today, y'all. We're going to go to the Charleston Cab Company. Big Fatty, are you going to get a taxi cab to go? No, that's just the name of it, y'all. It's the damnedest name for a restaurant ever. But we're going to go there, and y'all, I've been looking forward to going there for a while, but anyway, so we'll see. We'll give you a full report on tomorrow's little show as to what I had and if it was good or not. Y'all, I went by the P.O. Box, and y'all, I'm not going to play the music yet because, you know, I'm embargoing of items all week long that might come in here to the Fat Cave. And y'all, I got a card. There was a card from that Amy Coles. And y'all, we're just going to hold them. We're just going to hold them. So we'll double the music up as we get closer to the big day. Big Fatty, lovely. So y'all heard from the folks about fixing the washer, and y'all, this is the strangest thing. There's no place the Sears does not have a repairman or a designated repairman anywhere in the city of Charleston. Y'all, the repairman is coming from Georgia. I don't know where in Georgia he's coming from, but he's coming up. He says, "Oh, I'll be in your area, Big Fatty, that's vulgar," on Thursday. So, y'all, Thursday between 11 a.m. in the morning and 3 p.m. in the afternoon, the repairman's going to come by the Fat Cave here. And, y'all, hopefully I'll get my floater switch fixed. Big Fatty, please, just vulgar, your floater switch. But anyway, at least that's what Miss Kitty thinks it is. Y'all, Let's see, what else did I want to tell you? Oh, y'all, I don't know. You know, I'm not on the the face space. but y'all, evidently, over the weekend, that Melissa the Confused, you know, she's a long-time listener and, of the BFO and supporter, a big-time supporter of the Pride 48. Y'all, her house was burglarized over the weekend, and y'all, evidently, she walked in on the burglars, and they went scampering out. But she did not get a look at them. But, she, you know, y'all, anytime that kind of thing happens, you just feel violated. And, you know, you're kind of looking over your shoulder. And, y'all, it takes a little while for those kinds of things to, you know, to get over those kinds of things. And you know, all that will happen. And, you know, hopefully this is a one-time occurrence. And anyway, Melissa the Confused, we're so glad that that you were not hurt or anything like that. And, you know, objects can be replaced, but Melissa the can we replace your tongue? But Melissa the Confused, you cannot be replaced. That's all I got to say. So anyway, we're sending out good vibes to her, good wishes to her on moving forward. And so there you have it. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, it's been a while since we've been over here to Big Fatty. Spotting Big Fatty. Y'all, the last time we were over here, we saw the three different versions of the royal baby being exiting the birth canal. Timmy Sims, Musing Mark, and that Peter G. And y'all, then over here, we've got from Mike Perry. He's up there in the Squamish, B.C., northern Mexico. He says, spotted Big Fatty getting hit on at the Hara Hotel. It's some sort of it's some sort of varmint or something. It says, do you like dragons? Cause I'm gonna be dragging my balls across your face. And y'all, it's vulgar, it's what it is. And y'all, then that Peter G spotted Big Fatty in Oz, and it says, in this classic scene from The Wizard of Oz, an annoying little girl is sent back where she came from. Big Fatty then changes into his horror leather, and he and Tin Man enter the love chamber. Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I've said it before and I'll say it again. There's a lot of fucking that goes on in the month of November, y'all, because there are lots of celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Leos, a lot of them. Y'all, today is no exception. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, it is that toppy smelly. And, Toppy, I've got a special guest. I've got a special guest here in the Fat Cave that wants to wish you a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Oh, yes, Toppy, it's Aunt Toppy. Oh, yeah, yelp. Oh, I just wanted to say, very happy. I remember the day that you were born. I was there in the hospital, and you were born, and they slapped your mother. Anyway, y'all, that is... Y'all, that is Aunt Tappy. And, anyway, you all know the old stink pot himself, Toppy Smelly, y'all. He's up there in the pickle holler. Big Fatty, do you think that Sassy will make him a cake?
Yum. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh,
Big Fatty. Hey, Poodle.
Hi.
I got a question.
Oh.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Timmy Sims. Oh, Big Fatty, I just love Timmy Sims. Timmy, what's your question?
I'm at Camp It in the middle of nowhere, Michigan, at the Bears Otters Wet and Wild Camp It weekend. And my question is, Big Fatty, how do you determine if you're a bear, a cub, an otter, or what? Because I never think I fall into any of these categories. And what do you consider yourself? That's my question. Bye, Poodle.
Bye, Timmy. Oh, Big Fatty, I just love Timmy.
Bye, Poodle.
Bye, Timmy. He's repeating himself, kind of like your lunch, Big Fatty.
Well, y'all, that is the one and only Timmy Sims. And Timmy, first of all, thank you so much for calling. It's just lovely to hear your voice. And second of all, Timmy, this is an excellent question because, you know, there are many that have asked this question of themselves before. Now, I can only give you what Big Fatty views the definitions as. A bear tends to be, in my book, an older, hairy, girthy man. A cub is a younger, hairy, girthy man, and an otter tends to be a young, skinny, hairy man. And then there are their admirers, which may be what you fall into, Timmy. It's those who like bears, cubs, and otters. That's what I am, Big Freddy.
Big Fatty, it's the Faye Driver. How you doing? Hey, we have breaking news, Big Fatty. Breaking news. Health Canada cracks down on poppers. So apparently here in Canada, Health Canada, our Federal Food and Drug Administration here in Canada, says that if retailers sell poppers, amyl nitrate or whatever the hell it is, methyl methyltrate, as a consumable, you could be fined up to $3,000. Retailers will be fined up to $3,000 if they sell amyl nitrate as a for use for human consumption. However, it looks like you can still use it to clean your VCR. So that's breaking news. Thank you for the birthday wishes to Mr. Anderson. And what else did I want to tell you? The big run, Big Fatty. The big Mexican run. I hate that dude, the Phil character on the big Mexican run. I think he's just the most whiny, goofy looking pissant of a TV show host I've ever met.
Hey, my name is Mimi.
He's got such a whiny voice, and oh, I can't stand the guy.
I'm from Calgary. Damn the me.
I hate that guy, but I'm liking the show. Okay, that's it. Have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the Faye Driver. And y'all, first of all, Faye Driver, thank you so much for calling and for having that breaking news. I'm delighted to know that you'll still be able to clean your VRC. The host of the Northern Mexico Big Run, he is kind of, yeah, I can see why you don't like whiny people. Big Fatty, what's wrong with whiny people? Well, Poodle, he's not talking about you. Oh, okay. I'm just going to go sit over here and pout. Okay, well, you do that. But anyway, y'all, I have got a couple of things here. You know, last week that Hat M had sent me something to read on the little show, and y'all, then I couldn't open it. because the inner tubes were out. But y'all, it's 11 things that we no longer see on Aeroplanos. And y'all, it's actually pretty good, especially for people that are as old as that Toppy Smelly. Y'all, the first one is sleeping berths. Now, y'all, I don't remember sleeping berths on Aeroplanos, which, of course, is Mexican for Aeroplanos. Pong. Y'all, evidently, in the early 1980s, Continental Airlines outfitted some of its DC-10s with what they called a pub configuration. And besides a walk-up wet bar and circular tables surrounded by swivel chairs, the pub also included a two-player pong game, which was probably cutting edge at the time. Y'all, champagne and coach, y'all. You're not going to get champagne and coach anymore. Y'all, I don't ever recall that either. Table-side meat carving. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. But y'all, I don't recall that one. This is before my time. Pianos on Aeroplanos, y'all. I don't recall that. Y'all, but it does make me think back to that show Pan Am, which was on a couple of seasons ago that I really enjoyed, because y'all, I think they had a piano on the Aeroplano. Flight attendants in hot pants. Big Fatty, thank hydrogen. Fresh cut flower arrangements. Y'all, Pan Am 707 Clipper was advertised as being vibration free, so they could afford to have fresh flower arrangements on every tray table and not worry about the contents being spilled into a passenger's lap. Y'all, I don't recall that. In-flight fashion shows. Don't recall those either, y'all. Y'all, this had him. Y'all, these are things that Big Fatty. Y'all, this must have been on Orville and Wilbur Wright's Aeroplanos. Peruvian art. Evidently, they had Peruvian art inside Aeroplanos. Y'all, this one surprised me a little bit. A window at the end of each row. This says the size and shape and placement of the windows on a plane are carefully designed to maintain the structure and integrity of the aircraft, and windows that are too large would require a much higher level of pressurization in the cabin air. Rounded corners are less likely to develop fatigue, cracks, and the space in between windows is engineered so that the fuselage still remains sturdy. In the good old days, the standard seat pitch in economy class was 34 inches, but today it is closer to 31 inches. And once an airline buys an aircraft, they're free to configure the seats however they please. And that means it's more crowded nowadays. But y'all, I've sat it in rows where you were kind of halfway between a window or something like that. It's just weird. And y'all, there will also never be seat assignment 22I. Or any row with a designation I, which just watch the seat numbers. The next time you're tripping down the aisle on those wide-bodied planes, they usually run HJK. And oh dear Gussie. And y'all, that is because when they started using the computras, they couldn't, the ones and the I's look too close together. And y'all, they say you'll also not see O's, Q's, and S's, I guess because the O looks like a zero and the S looks like a five. I don't know what the hell a Q looks like. Big Fatty, you know exactly what a Q looks like. It looks like that Toppy Smelly. Oh, okay. So, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, Tuesday. And Toppy, I hope you're exiting of the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, Toppy and I will be having a lovely birthday, won't we, Toppy? What do you think of that, huh?
Really a pain in the ass.
Oh, Big Fatty, Toppy thinks I'm a pain in the ass.
Yup, yup. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.